Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back there. He's lead guitarist, major force in Fleetwood Mac. That's a great performance, by the way, if you ever get the chance to see him do that. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, just go to ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest. He is our good friend. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He has a credential. He has credentials that go back a long way, deep and wide. He's a global thinker and performer. He's been all over the Middle East. He reported with us from his assignment in Iraq. More than once back in the last decade. He's traveled globally recently. He knows about world affairs. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. I'm glad you're here for this segment, especially because I want to read a couple of quick quotes. Okay. This is from Edmund Burke. We all know this one. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Now, that's a 250-year-old quote. Here's a brand new quote this week. The world, quote, the world is looking to us, the United States, and it's responsible that we embrace. We are prepared to take leadership on this to provide the type of capabilities that only America has and mobilize our resources in ways that only America can do. Rich, that sounds like America is exceptional, does it not?
It does, and when I read that, my eyes widened, as I'm sure that yours did.
I heard him say it, folks. This is from President Obama. Right. God bless him. I wanted to stand up and give him. I wanted to hug him so bad I didn't know what to do to hear those words coming out of his mouth. But Rich, he didn't say it about fighting ISIS. He didn't say it about backing off Iran or Russia. He said it about what are we going to do about Ebola in Africa.
Right.
That was the context, folks. It was about putting boots on the ground to fight Ebola in Africa, a very noble cause. But, Rich, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, what's wrong with the picture is that a president, any leader, a business owner of any size, has to be able to look at issues across the board and say, okay, we're going to do this for this issue, this for this issue. We're going to change suppliers here. We're going to change shippers over here. You can't just say, okay, we're going to devote all our resources to changing shippers from UPS to FedEx or the other way around and just forget about everything else. You've got to be able to do all this stuff. And one of the things, I mean, the president is in somebody wrote the other day, the president's in this because of his own stuff. Yeah. The fact is that he is now, as I wrote the other day, is being whipsawed by both the anti-war left and the isolationist right when it comes to ISIS. They don't want to get in another war. Well, I'm not sure how else we're going to do this. And when his generals say, well, you know, it may come to pass that we might have to put some, as we say, boots on the ground. And the White House just, you know, their hair gets on fire.
Have you ever seen in the last 50 years, conflict, or maybe the tension, I should say, between a commander in chief and his generals.
Yeah, Carter.
Did they do? I couldn't remember that. I remember the Truman and what's his name?
MacArthur.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was more over how to govern.
Right. I'd forgotten about the Carter thing. But that's not another good comparison from Mr. Obama.
Oh, no, you don't want to be this like that.
Never.
I said the other day that he was like Nixon, and that's about the worst thing you could call somebody.
Yeah. So, but you said something a minute ago I want to come back to. Isn't the current existence, the very existence of ISIS as it is, essentially a de facto caliphate state with territory that it covers and hundreds of maybe billions of dollars in its coffers, isn't the concurrent existence of ISIS a result of failed U.S. policy decisions in Iraq and Syria?
Yes, without question. We can argue till the cows come home whether we should have ever gone into Iraq in 2003. That's not the issue now. I mean, what are the things that you have to do, again, if you're, whether you're a president of a company or president of the United States, is you got to look at the of the situation that's in front of you now, and that stretches out as far as you can see. It doesn't do you any good go back 15 years and say, well, it was those idiots, you know, in Columbus, Ohio that did this to us. Well, you're here now. And, you know, and he was, I mean, the shorthand is, Jim, that when we, when the president wanted to get out of there, there's something called a SOFA,
yeah, I know what you mean.
You know,
go ahead. I'll think of it in a second.
Yeah, it's whether or not, you know, if you have soldiers in somebody's country, mm-hmm. they have to have some level of immunity from local jurisdiction for a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. or else you just can't have status of forces.
There it is.
And so the president or the U.S. ambassador proposed, you know, a list of things that U.S. soldiers would be immune from local prosecution. And it's a negotiation. That's why it's called negotiation. And the Iraqis said no. And the president said, well, okay, we're leaving.
He never wanted that.
They presented a list of things that they knew the Iraqis
could
never
make sure it wouldn't work. So here's the last question, Rich. Why are we arming Syrian so-called revolutionaries and not the Kurds? Why are we doing that?
Well, the Kurds are being armed by Germany. They've got the Germans have a lot of material.
The Kurds have
material.
Said they need more help from America, though.
Well, everybody wants more help from America, and we have been very helpful to the Kurds.
Okay,
but it's just safer to let the Germans do it. First of all, from a logistics standpoint, they got a lot of stuff in northern Afghanistan, and they're not using anymore.
One last question, short answer: has President Obama learned anything about foreign policy and about the reality of how the world is today?
Boy, you know, I hope so, but I'm thin on that as you are.
It doesn't look good, does it?
No.
Quick break, folks. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the midterm elections. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.